Congratulations. Welcome to Doncaster Rowers. When did you know of the deal itself?
What was it? I think the week after we got promoted with Preston, my agent and myself, we had some chats with a gaffer, with Paul Dickoff, and I knew about the interest, and I thank Paul Dickoff for waiting, for being that patient to wait till everything was over in Preston till we got promoted. And so yeah, from the point we got promoted, I knew that they are interested.
And is it right you turned on a new offer from Preston as well?
Yes, I've turned down a new offer of Preston. Yes, I've rejected that because obviously I had some really good conversations with Paul Dickoff, and I think the club wants to go in the right direction, or wants to go in the same direction as I want to go. And I turned down Preston because I want to get some first in football. And the most thing I was missing over the last year was playing more games than I did, and being on the pitch on it more often. And that was one of the reasons why I signed for Doncaster.
Because you were a fan's favourite there, I think, 4 years. So the last year had gone well as you'd like to, in terms of appearances then.
No, it hasn't. I had 18 appearances last year, and I really, really enjoyed my time at Preston. It was great 3.5 years, I think, and it's hard for us as a family to leave Preston behind, because we had such a nice time there. We made so many friends. I had a really successful spell there, footballing-wise as well, but sometimes it's just about the personal thing that you can play somewhere else. You can play more football and can achieve something, and then you have to take the opportunity and move on, and that's part of the footballer's life. And yes, that was one of the reasons why we moved on, yeah.
And you mentioned you're impressed with Paul Dickoff. So has he said to you that you are the first choice keeper, or have you got to fight for your place? How do you see it?
I come here as a player who wants to play football, who wants to play in goal, and I've signed here for the number one third. And obviously that's why I'm here, and that's what we talked about. And obviously, I have to earn my shirt in pre-season. I can't relax, so I have to work hard in pre-season, and do have to show what I'm capable of. And if I can do all that, I'm really, really comfortable to get the shirt and get the place in the team.
I know for yourself, it's a 2-year deal, so obviously that's good for you in terms of security and maybe achieving that aim of getting back, well, getting into the Championship with Rovers then?
Yes, of course. That is the main thing. I think I had the same contract length in person as well. They both offered me 2 years, but obviously with a chance of more regular football than I had in person. I signed here because I want to achieve something. I just got promoted, but I sat on the bench this year, and I want to get promoted when I'm playing. So that's why I signed here, because I just want to get the same feeling as I had a few weeks ago at Wembley, but get this as a member of the first team who is on the pitch and not on the bench, because footballers want to play football and don't want to sit there and get paid.
So was it your first look around the club proper today then? How did you find it?
Really, really lovely club, really nice surroundings, good, nice stadium. I played there a few times as well. And nice training ground. And my wife and myself, we just have a look around in a few villages and in around Doncaster to look for a house now, because what I need is my family around, and that we can settle in quickly. So yeah, we started looking for some houses now, and it's really, really nice area, and it looks like a really good football club for me.
How important was it for you to get settled and get your future sorted out so soon, you know, before the summer and clubs returning from training, that kind of thing?
Obviously, with two kids and a wife, you always want to have your future sorted as quick as possible, and I'm really happy that we can not relax, but we can lean back a little bit, knowing where we are in the next 2 years, and just have to prepare my kids for the next step that we probably have to, or that we have to leave Preston and move on and have to make new friends again. But that's the other side of it. But I'm quite comfortable that we make this step easy as well.
And finally, Tosin, you talk about the discussions you had with Paul. What did he say to you? What impressed you about what the plans he's got for the club?
Yeah, he impressed me with that he really made me feel like he wants me. He wants me as a senior pro who can march, who can move forward, who can be one of the experienced players to show the young lads which direction we're going, and that he rates me as a goalie, and obviously that he wants me to get some consistency in the net.
Are you the kind of player who likes that the experience and passing on your experience to some of the younger players? Is that something you're fine with?
Yes, of course. Obviously, I've been younger, a younger player as well. I always liked when I had a senior crew who took me to the side and had a few words for me, and now I am in this age where I can do that, and I hope I can help the young kids with my experience and a few tips. And so, because if we can all do this, we can all benefit from it. Because if I can get some tips into the young kids, they can play better football then, and we all benefit as a football club of that. So that's the aim, and I hope I can do that.